Somewhere in England, the year 1599. Chapter 1. Introducing Will Sparrow, not yet 13, but alone and on the road to nowhere. Will Sparrow was a liar and a thief, and hungry, so when he saw the chance to steal a cold rabbit pie from the inn's kitchen and blame it on the dog, he took it, both the chance and the pie. But the innkeeper would have none of it. And how did the wee dog open the door, scrabble onto the table, and fetch the pie out of the kitchen, all the while sitting on Mistress Grubb's lap, having his ear scratched, I would like to know. He grabbed Will by the shoulders and shook him. Pie crust crumbs fell like snow. "Ye have stolen your last meal, boy. I paid too high a price for you," the innkeeper said with a spray of spittle. "Free drink for your lout of a father. I could easily hire me two boys for what he costs me in ale." Will struggled to escape, but the innkeeper held on tighter. "No, boy, you be liar and thief and not worth your keep. I mean to send you to the city, sell you for a climbing boy." Will's heart thumped. "A chimney sweep? Nay," he said, still struggling. "Never." "Aye, boy, there always be a market for such," the innkeeper continued. "Them don't last long. They lungs go." Will kicked his captor in the knee, and shoving the table aside, turned for the door. But the innkeeper stuck out a booted foot, sending Will tumbling to the ground. "You be off with the carter in the morning," he said, lifting Will by the collar of his shirt. Although Will struggled and kicked and tried to bite the innkeeper's large and leathery arm, he could not escape and was locked in the stable, without his boots, lest he run. But it is difficult to keep a wiry, clever, sad, and angry lad locked up, and Will worked on the boards of the stable, making first a mouse hole, and then a hole a weasel might fit through, and finally a hole large enough for a small but determined boy. He wrapped a blanket, prickly with horsehair and straw, but not too tattered for warmth, around his shoulders. Exhaling loudly, he squeezed through the hole and ran into the night.